The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Dave Kellner, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell in the studio. It's day two of the William Hill Air Gold Cup Festival, and that includes the William Hill Air Bronze Cup, the Rosebery Stakes, which is a listed race, and there's the South Ayrshire Cup. We also have Newbury and Newton Abbot in the afternoon and Worcester in the evening. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark.
Good. Pretty good few days coming up at Mick.
Absolutely, yeah. Plenty of runners, very competitive racing. And we've got spring-like weather, apparently.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable for the Western meeting.
It is, yes. Not a drop of rain in sight at the moment.
Yeah.
Because we've got so much to look ahead to, Mick, we'll get straight stuck into the action.
Yeah, okay.
Mick's picked out a couple of races at Ayr and one at Newbury to focus on fully. And we're also going to mention the William Hill Ayr Bronze Cup, as it's a nice, easy puzzle to solve. 27
Absolutely.
Of them in the lineup.
35
there.
Balloted out of the Bronze Cup, Mark.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We'll get stuck into the first race, which is the 205. I'll tell you the first race we're going to look at anyway. And we start here with a Class 2 nursery over 6 furlongs. It's for the 2-year-olds and 12 of them in the lineup here, Mick. Which ones have caught your eye?
Yeah, I'm sort of really think it's going to involve the top of the handicap mark, with just one a bit lower down. We'll go through them in race card order. The top weight is Jody George, trained by John Quinn. Joe Dahl taking off the 5. Not surprisingly, he was a 5-length winner of a Rip and Maiden in the mud on his debut, so if it does rain, unlikely, it won't bother him, and has actually improved on those in his 3 subsequent starts. A very good run at the Ebor meeting in a very hot nursery, but hammered by the handicapper for that close third of 14 at York, and hence the good claimer Joe Dahl taking off £5. Still very much on the upgrade and has to go on the shortlist. The selection, though, is going to be Son of Africa, trained by Henry Candy. Danny Tudup taking the ride. Now, he was also hammered by the handicapper for winning that competitive nursery in Glorious Goodwood. But when you when you look at the nuts and bolts, he was only getting £2 off Marquez, who was second. Next time out, Marquez ran a very solid second to Angelic Lord at Doncaster, who's rated 106.
Yeah.
So that gives that Goodwood nursery a very, very solid look, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. So Son of Africa gets the vote. Henry Candy's booked Danny Tudup to ride. Good jockey booking. I don't suppose he's ridden for Henry before, but what no better man to have on your side. Mark Johnson's Chamadal filly and Lace also makes the shortlist. Joe Fanning rides. She was second on her handicap debut off 80, but arguably she's improved since then. She was well backed when just touched off in a big field at Newmarket. As a result, the weights, she's now off 89. But I do think she's improved, and she's got entries in group races still. So they obviously think there's more to come from her.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the three on the top end of the market. The one further down is the hat-trick-seeking Johnny B. Good, Richard Foy, trained George Challoner, taking off the 3, I should say. But that's important because they did go up £7 for that Goodwood run after winning its maiden at Thirsk. Bit more on its plate here against those three class acts at the top, but certainly not to be discounted. Very good contest this, and I do expect Son of Africa's to take another step forward for Henry Candy, who's got his stable in good form.
Mm. Son of Africa then the selection in the 205. Moving on to the 345 next, which is the Rosebery Stakes, and this is a listed race for 2-year-olds over 5 furlongs. We've got several of these in good form, the likes of Squats, Al Guerrier, and Miss Mulberry chasing the hat-trick, and there's several others that I haven't mentioned there, Mick, that are also in good form, so quite a wide open races.
Yeah, we'll go through them again in race card order, Mark. Squats, who has won three of his last four. He's got a real good attitude, this horse, a tough improving two-year-old. Joe Fanny's got a good strike rate when he rides for Willie Haggis, and he's well worth his place in the lineup following his nursery wins at Haydock and Ascot off 87 and 89, and his rating is now 96, which isn't far off the best of these. So well worth his place in the lineup. Alpha Rage, this daughter of Ifraj, trained by James Tate at Newmarket, Kieran Fallon taking the ride, is actually improved for getting ahead in front. You know, the last two runs have been much better than the runs before she got ahead in front. And I think she's still going forward, this filly. And although she's been quite busy compared to some, I certainly give her a big chance in this. She certainly made the shortlist. I'm going to give the vote, though, to Jane's Memory, who's trained by Ray Guest. Martin Dwyer taking the ride. She's another one with a really good attitude, as you would expect from a daughter of Captain Rio. She made a winning debut at Leicester back in May, and then went to France, and her last run was her best, finishing two lengths second to the well-backed Gookin in a Shanty Group 3. That's the best form on offer, Mark, and Jane's Memory gets the vote.
Okay, Jane's Memory then, the selection in that listed race. And we'll just pop down to Newbury for another listed race before we go back to Ayr for the Bronze Cup. And this is the Dubai Duty Free, which is a listed race for three-year-olds and older over the seven furlongs, 11 of them making the lineup here, Mick. And there's some decent old names in it.
Yes, there is. I think it's a good bit of place in this by Andrew Balding. He's got Absolutely So, who ran very well in the Bunbury Cup at Newmarket, won a similar contest to this at York last month. Good performance, that. And no listed penalty. The penalty structure is very interesting here for this. The penalties are only apply to after February the 28th, a winner of a Group 3 raised £3, Group 1 or 2, £6. So listed winners in their own grade are unpenalised. So that's a real good bit of placing, I think, by Andrew Balding to get this horse in here without that listed penalty for York. He's almost he is a winner without a penalty, isn't he?
Yeah.
And, I think it's a really good bit of placing, and he's going to get the vote. Others to consider are Serious Prospect, who is never to be discounted at this level. He was a dual listed winner in 2013. And just seemed to save some of his best performances at York. Came back to form when second in handicap in May there. Eighth in the Wokingham when we last saw him. Wokingham's worked out OK-ish. Not as good as it did last year, but OK-ish. Has finished second off after 73 days off. So maybe this 90-day break won't be too much of a disadvantage for him. He's certainly he's a bit of an unpredictable horse, but he's got too much ability to just dismiss, isn't he? The 2 3-year-olds that I like as well, a Safety Check, this son of Dabawi, William Buick for Charlie Appleby, very much Charlie Appleby's go-to man, William Buick. As a two-year-old, this time last year, he took on Kingston Hill in the Autumn Stakes at Newmarket. Wasn't disgraced, wasn't beaten far by that horse either. And he's carried that sort of level of form over to his three-year-old career, winning two of his last three starts. And he's in a very good frame of mind to tackle Pat and Company again. Did tackle Pat and Company in Maidan early in the year with credit. And you're right back into form, and beat 16 rivals in an Ascot handicap 2 weeks ago. His confidence is going to be sky high. And, you know, he just gets that. It's not a great weight for age allowance over this trip, but £3 is £3, isn't it?
Yep.
And the other one is Lady Lara, who I thought excelled herself last time. She was a close third at York in a Group 3, only beaten half a length in a driving finish by Custom Cut. A slight concern is she's only 1 from 12, but I think she has been often highly tried, this filly. And it's worth mentioning that she's now rated as high as she's ever been, off of 106. So on that score alone, she's got to be given plenty of respect. That was a really good run at York last time. But I do think Andrew Balding might get due reward for his adroit bit of placing to find an unlisted, an unpenalised listed race for Absolutely So to back up from his York win last month.
Yeah, I like it. Good stuff. Absolutely So then in the Dubai Duty Free Cup. And just going back to Air to visit the William Hill Air Bronze Cup, which is a Class 2 handicap for three-year-olds and older, over six furlongs, 27 of them in the lineup here, Mick. And we know the draw now. We know who's in there. So
yeah, cruise to the limit, drawn one. I mean, you want to be one or the other side, probably, but it's they win from all over the place, don't they?
Yeah.
I never mind being low or high. Cruise to the limit has got the £8 penalty, which takes his weight up to 9 stone 11. Just flicking down, we've only just got these through. They were very late coming through. Let's just see if we can find something on the high. Exposed could be interesting. He's got the £5 penalty for that win last week, but comes here in great form, Exposed, and he's coming out of stall 27, as his Michal, who I know was a beaten favourite last time, but remains in good form, has been in really good form since that win a few weeks ago when he beat... it was only a claiming win, but it seems to have done his confidence good, because he's, you know, he's translated that into really good efforts in competitive handicaps at Chester, Redcar and Haydock since then, not beaten far in all of those three. Just shows you what it does to these horses, just getting the head in front, no matter what grade they're winning. But it does their confidence no end of good. Have you had any prices through yet for him, Mark?
No, I was just having a look, and they haven't quite priced them.
One who interests me from a decent draw is a bit of a difficult horse to predict, but I just think the way this race will pan out is Polsky Max. Now, I backed him last time when he finished fourth in that consolation race for the Great St Wilfrid, the William Hill Silver Trophy,
yeah.
That was it. Although he was only fourth, he was only beaten three quarters of a length. And he's gone up a pound for that, but I think a reproduction of that run would seem not far away. And I think he's quite interesting. His form figures don't look inspiring, but he hasn't been beaten that far in his last four outings, which suggests to me that he's holding his form well. And it's not that long since that this horse was rated 102, and he can race here off 79. You know, and his form profile suggests that he's not going backwards at a rate of knots. So I'd definitely put Polsky Max on the shortlist. And you know, there are a couple of other horses who come into it in good form. James Gibbons got Descent in really good form. He's won three of his last six. Connor Beasley taking off three. He's drawn in the middle in 15. David Nichols, who makes a habit of winning these, he's got Layla's Hero. He'll be over on the far side out of seven under Franny Norton. Carl Burke's having a great season. He loves having winners at the Western meeting. Baron Run, right back to form last time, coming out of stall five. He'll be over in that bunch over on the far side. Don't rule them out, because they can win from both sides here. And we saw this horse win at Hamilton the other day, 22 days ago, beat a 14-strong field, including Layla's Hero. So those two are closely matched, and they'll be closely drawn together as well. They'll probably be racing in that same group. And he's only, as I say, just that £5 higher with that penalty for that for the Hamilton win. And we know he likes a stiff six, so he'll be galloping to the line when, if they go off very hard, a few might have had enough. Fascinating Bronze Cup. I think if you nailed me to one, I'd go with Polsky Max.
Okay, Polsky Max then. At the moment, we're going to nail you to that one then, Mick. Polsky Max in the Bronze Cup.
It's not the first time I've followed him over a cliff, though.
Yes. Richard Fowler's got a good record in the race, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Won it. The Bronze Cup, yeah.
Yeah, a few times. Yeah. Good stuff, Mick. Thank you very much. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them.
Right, in the nursery at Air, the form of Son of Africa's glorious Goodwood nursery win is rock, rock solid. And I can see him playing a big part in that off 93 for Inform Henry Candy and Daniel Tudhope. I like the form of Jane's Memory's last two runs in France, especially that Group 3 in Chantilly last time. I like her, the look of her chance in the 3:45, the Harry Roseberry listed for the two-year-olds. And in the Dubai Duty Free Cup, they're listed there. Good bit of placing by Andrew Baldwin to find a listed race, another listed race for Absolutely So after winning one at York and without a penalty as well. What a little bonus that is.
It is, it's nice, it's good stuff. Thank you very much, Mick.
My
good
pleasure,
luck.
Mark.
Enjoy it on Friday, Mick.
Okay, will do.
So there you go, the thoughts of Mick Norton on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. with Dave Kellner, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell in the studio. We have day two of the William Hill Air Gold Cup Festival. There's good racing at Newbury. We've got jumping from Newton Abbott in the afternoon and a twilight card from Worcester as well, so plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.